Hello, and welcome to AudioMo Day 27. My name's Ivan Fetch, and I'm Ivan Fetch on Twitter. You surely hear the fan in the background. That's a necessity for me being less cranky and a little bit more cool. I've got it sitting on a bar stool here in our bedroom, funneling some cool air in from a neighboring room with an air conditioner. I'm excited it's AudioMo Day 27 because I've got 26 good AudioMos behind me. I'm proud of the effort and the yield I've gotten out of these 26 AudioMos. I've fallen behind a few days and caught up, and I'm glad to have kept with it. It's been fun, and I've gotten some good feedback and met some good folks on Twitter. Thank you all for listening. I've enjoyed all the interactions that I've had. I'm also plenty excited because there are 3 AudioMos left. I'll enjoy continuing to record off and on as we travel around the U.S., and likely for AudioMo next year, but it will be nice to have a bit of a break from coming up with topics and making these mini-podcasts into something that I feel are quality and worth listening to. Today I'm going to talk about my preference for cleanliness and order, something that I have occasionally felt maybe a bit neurotic. I do get great support from my wife and stepdaughters and other folks in my life about this, but it's often something that I wish I didn't possess because I can also get made fun of for it, or sometimes it takes extra effort that, even though it's my own preference, I wish I didn't have to put forth that effort. You can somewhat explain my preference by saying things like, well, you're blind, and it makes sense that you like to know where your things are, or that you like things to be organized, or that if you're not sure whether something is completely clean, that you clean it to make sure that you know what its end state is. Even though these things are true, I know that it goes beyond that. Let's say I'm going to sit down at a table somewhere with my laptop and work for a while. If the table's got all sorts of dirt, dust, or grit on it, maybe it's an outside patio table. I'm very likely to wipe that off, maybe with some sort of wet wipe, to make sure that it's really clean, because it's going to be easier for me to sit and work and enjoy myself there, knowing that it's clean. What if it weren't clean? What could happen? Well, probably nothing, but what I somewhat envision is all that crap that's sitting on the table being carried by one of these nice summer breezes into my laptop. And I like my laptop, and I like for it not to have a bunch of crap in it. I have tried a bit to track down when did I start feeling this way, and how did the feeling grow, because I know it has grown as I've gotten older. My reason for trying to track this down is that sometimes it can be useful to decouple an event from an assessment. In other words, on a rainy night when I was 4 and the streets were slippery, I fell down. Therefore, when it rains, I fall down. Decoupling these limiting behaviors can really help you move on from things in your life. However, I haven't really been able to track down the origin of this. The closest I've come is recalling that when I was very little, maybe 4 years old, I hated the feel of the Florida grass under my bare feet. I say Florida grass because I've been told that the blades of grass in Florida are different than a lot of places, like Colorado. I might have been sensitive about the blades of grass on my bare feet because I had needles in the bottoms of my feet as a premature baby with very thin skin, or it might have been a precursor to some of the way I feel today. How I got over my fear of grass as a little boy was being preoccupied. One day, I was looking for something out in the yard that I was excited about, and I just ran out there and didn't even think about it. It was later, while I was in the yard with bare feet, that I realized, oh, huh, I guess grass isn't so bad after all. As far as my preference for cleanliness goes, I find it most efficient to take the time to clean my environment so that it's the way I want it to be, rather than get in a bunch of arguments with myself about ways I should or shouldn't be, or how people might judge me, or what's normal. Sometimes people who can, and apparently want to, push my buttons do so, but mostly, I don't get any kind of reaction or pushback about wanting things to be clean. Here's another example. We all have some sort of bag or backpack that has our laptop and other goodies that we carry around with us a lot of places. We set that bag all kinds of places. In gates at airports, under seats on airplanes, in restaurants next to our chair, on the floor or trunk of various cars. Sometimes these places we set our bag have other things in them, like ketchup, or a pile of dog hair, or grease, or gum, or poop. Later, we take these bags, and we set them on our lap, or our couch, or on our bed. Since I like my lap and couch and bed and places to be clean, I've taken to putting a plastic bag, like a small trash liner, over the bottom half of my backpack when I'm in airports, on airplanes, or setting it down in a restaurant. It's embarrassing to me that I do this. I walk around imagining that everyone sees this plastic bag hanging off the ass end of my backpack and thinking, what is that on there for? Does that guy know it's on there? Oh, he's blind. Maybe he's special. I still do it though, because one, it serves a purpose for me, and I know what state my stuff is in. And number two, really, nobody cares. People are mostly walking around thinking about themselves. Sure, somebody might look at you and pass judgment, but often those people are going to pass judgment no matter what you're doing. Some might say, I'll just tell you if it's dirty, or that area looks fine, or your bag or coat or whatnot looks fine to me. Clean is not just the appearance of clean, but actually being clean. If you have a pile of crumbs on some fabric and they're the same color, something might look cleaner than it really is. This contributes to a bit of distrust toward the eye for cleanliness. Of course I care if something looks clean. A dried stain on a pair of pants can feel like nothing but look horrible. But you need both. I want it to look clean, and it should also feel clean. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.